Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Siv Ches. We are on the last line of page Kuf Samech Dalad. We're about to turn on to page 328. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Misha Chazodam, one who has an accumulation of blood, Makizin Oso, we can do bloodletting for him. Afilu Holech Al Raglov, even if he's still walking on his feet. Vafilu Bayom Rishon, even if it's the first day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if Katan Chav Aleph Makizin Oso, we can do the bloodletting for him. Afilu Ayde Israel, even through Israel on Shabbos. Visakantu, that's considered a sakana. Vimachozo Dam Bemixas, but if it only started a little bit, it's recognizable that it's simply an ailment, it's not a sakana, so then it's aser. Says the Mechaber Vaitasiv Test, top line on 328, Achoshesh Be'enov, O Be'eno. A person who has pains in his eyes or in one eye, V'yesh Bo Tzir, and there's some kind of fluid, O Shehoyu Shos Esos Mimenu Dumos Machmas HaKe'ev, or his eyes were in so much pain that tears were coming out of his eyes. O Shahaya Shoseis Dom, or there was blood dripping out of his eyes. O Shahaya Bo Rira Utchilas Ochla, or there was some kind of mucus discharge, and it was the Tchilas Ochla, which is Pirish Tchilas Choli. It's the beginning of an illness. Mechalin Olav Es HaShabbos. For all these ailments of the eye, one can be Mechal Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chabbeis, Be'enov. The afagad the mishum sakonas aver ein mechal and the issa deraisa l'chiyama. Even though everyone agrees that to do a malacha deraisa for someone who is only in a situation of sakonas aver, it is not allowed. Like we'll see later on in this siman in Sif Yud Zayin, ayin shani. The eyes are different. The shuryaki de eino beli batalia, because the eyesight of a person is connected to his heart. The ika sakonas nefesh, and the Gemara tells us it's sakonas nefeshos. If an eye ailment, the post can say nowadays medically it's not true. They're not connected. The eye ailment is not connected to the heart. I in the postgame what they say to do lemaisa, but they say the scientific facts of today is that this is not the case. Sivkaton chav gimel rira, we said, or there is a mucus discharge coming out of his eyes. The Gemara mashma dehu adin kidcha. The Gemara's mashma, the same thing is true as if there's inflammation of the eyes. V'chein isa b'rambam v'kolbo. So too writes the Rambam and the Kolbo. Or it's tchilas choli, it's the beginning of the illness. V'chein be'emtza machla, sivkotach of dalid. Either it's the beginning of the eye ailment, or it's the middle of the machla. Aval b'sof choli k'shekfar tash machaloso. If it's the end of the illness, he's already getting better. The illness is getting weaker. Leka sakanta ayidei simanum halalu. There's no longer a sakana, even if you have these signs. V'kol shekein k'sherotza lasos refuah k'dei lahagbir or einav. Certainly, if a person wants to do something that's asr on Shabbos for refuah in order to make his eyesight stronger, that is certainly not grounds to be mechal Shabbos. If you look at note number 28, he points out, v'chein mi she'enov notfos d'mos machmas allergia. Someone who has allergies and his eyes are tearing because of his allergies, writes to Shevet Alevi, she'en sakona badavar. Obviously, that's not a sakona. Ve'enu elo begeder mitzta'er. That's only mitzta'er, and you cannot be mechal Shabbos for that. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sevyud, kol choli sharofim omrim shehu sakona. Any illness that the doctor says is a sakona, afal pishu al abasim ibachus, even though it's not on the inner cavity of the body, it's on the flesh outside, but the doctor says it's a sakona, mechalin olav es haShabbos, or mechal Shabbos for that choli. V'im rofei echad omer tzarech, one doctor says you need to be mechal Shabbos for this person, the rofei echad omer eino tzarech, and one doctor says you don't need to be mechal Shabbos for this person, the halacha is mechalin, we are mechal Shabbos. V'yesh misha omer, there is a shita that says she'ein tzarech mumche. We don't even need a doctor. We don't need an expert. Dekol bnei adam chashuvim mumchim tzas. All people are considered a little bit of mumchim. Usafik nefashas lahokel. And therefore, even if it's not a doctor, a regular person says we need to mechal Shabbos for this ailment, so we would listen and be mechal Shabbos. Says the Ramah, v'yesh omrim dafke Yisraelim. The Ramah says, there are those who say that which you can rely on a non-doctor, a regular person, that's only if it is a Yisrael. Aval stam einam Yehudim she'enam rofim, but a stam eino Yehudi, that is not a doctor, lo machzakinan osam kevikiyam, we do not assume they are bekiyam, and we will not be mulchal Shabbos on behalf of their words. Misha rotsim lo anso shiavur avera gedola. A person who they want to force to do a very big avera, ein mechalin olav as a Shabbos kedei laatzilo, you are not allowed to mechal Shabbos to save your friend from doing a great avera. Says the Mishnah Berurah sif katan chafei. The first point of the Mechaber was any illness that the doctor says is a sakana, we are mechal Shabbos. Afilu eino Yehudi. Even if this doctor that says it's a sakana is a goy, kevan sherofei umanhud. L'maisa, he's a doctor, he's a professional, and we listen to him. V'kosav haradvaz chelab dalet simin samich vov. Imachola omer tzorich anila trufa plonis. If a sick person says, I need this healing, v'harofei omer ein tzorich, and the doctor says, you don't need it. Shomin lachola, we listen to the sick person and we're mechal Shabbos for him. Imlo sherofei omer sheosa trufa tazikeyu. Unless the doctor says that it's going to hurt him, it's going to make it worse, oh shomin larofei, then we listen to the doctor because the doctor knows more about the healing than the patient. So the doctor says, no, it's going to be worse for him, then we would listen to the doctor. Look at note number 30. So, omnom, however, when there is a sick person who says that he needs to eat on Yom Kippur, we're going to see later on that Magen Avraham writes, even if the doctors say the food is going to be bad for him, so over here we're saying if the doctors say this healing is going to be detrimental to the chola, we listen to the doctor, we do not listen to the chola. But there we said if the chola says I have to eat, and the doctor says that it's going to be worse if you're going to eat, there we said that we listen to the patient. We listen to the chola. So what's the chilek? Ubiaru amalsa shekel ulavushe srad vagos from Akiva Eger. They all say sheyesh lechalek ben dover machal letrufa. There's a chilek between eating and healing. Shelagabe atzorech lechol. When it comes to a need to eat, baki achola yosem arofe. Then the one who is sick is more of an expert than the doctor. Ki lev yodea maras nasho. The heart knows the bitterness of the soul. He knows if he needs it, if he's going to die. Aval benogel l'toelis ha-trufa, when it comes to some kind of healing, ha-rofe yodea yosem me'acholad. The chol is not a doctor, so he doesn't know what medication or what kind of healing that you're going to do is going to help him, and therefore we listen to the doctor. If the doctor says, don't do that, that is going to be worse for the patient. So when it comes to eating, we listen to the patient. When it comes to any kind of healing, we would listen to the doctor. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kadon Chavav, so we said, any illness that the doctor says is a sakana, even if it's on the outside part of the body, with mechal and Shabbos. One doctor says that you need to do chilul Shabbos for refuah. One doctor says no, we're mechal Shabbos. Zokta mishabura, the suffik nefashos lahokil. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, we go lahokil and we are mechal Shabbos. The mechaber then said, there is a shita that says you don't even need a doctor. Any person is considered a mumcha a little bit, and Safik Nevashos Lahakel tells us, listen to that person, the Mechal Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Zayin, She'ein Tzarech Mumcha. You don't need a professional. Umikomokom dafka kishayomar shemakir ba'osacholi. Not a random person saying a random thing. He has no shaykhus to what's going on. It has to be a non-doctor, a random person. But he says, I recognize this illness. A relative of mine once had it, so I know that this is a sakana. So then we will listen to him. Kemoshe kosav simen tofrei shudches. Vigam eino neman lahachish amumcha afil lahokel. Also, this regular person, even if he says he recognizes the illness, will not be believed to contradict the expert, even if he wants to go more lahokel. Sivkoton chavches, the chol b'nei Adam, this is on what we just saw in the Mechaber, that all people are considered mumchen. Hainu afilu lamaka she'ena shachalol. Again, this is even a wound that is not to the inside of the body. Umikomokom efshar lasus ha'idei eni Yehudi. If we're told by a regular person who's not a doctor, we need to mechal Shabbos, so then if it's possible to be done by a goy, tov yoser, that is better. Kemosha bi'arta b'biar locha, like I explained in the biar locha. The Ramah then brought a yesh omer that says that which we say a non-doctor is listened to be mechal Shabbos is only Yisrael, not an Eino Yehudi. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Sivkotun Chavdes, Dafka Yisraelim. Tekevon Shehu Mitzuva al Shabbos. Since the Yisrael is commanded about Shabbos, Va'omer Lechalo, and he gets up and says we should be mechal Shabbos, so Vadai Somech al Hamcha Oso. Then we can say for sure he is relying on his expertise, otherwise he would never say to be mechal Shabbos. He knows how serious Shabbos is. So this Shita says, Dafka Yisrael. But a goy, we will not listen to. Sifkot and lamid, v'chein iker, that is the ikra locha, a non-doctor who is a goy, we would not listen to him to be mechallel Shabbos, but a non-doctor who is Yisrael, we would listen to him to yes be mechallel Shabbos. Sifkot and lamid aleph is going on the last point of the Ramah, that a person who's being forced to do a great Avera, we are not mechallel Shabbos to stop him from doing that Avera. We don't tell a person, you do a sin, you do a chilul Shabbos in order to save your friend from the avera that he has to do. However, if the person is being forced to do one of the big three, avodas gilulim, avodas zara, gilul arayis, or shvichas damim, v'hu mishayer, and you're on the sidelines and you evaluate the situation and you think to yourself, you're worried that your friend is going to give up his life, which he's supposed to do before doing one of these big three averos. So then it's possible that you should be mechallel Shabbos to save his life. Why is it only possible? Shouldn't you for sure be mechallel Shabbos to save his life? So you look at note 34, he points out, umasha kasa b'loshen efsher, that which the Chofetz Chaim is saying, maybe you should be mechallel Shabbos to save his life, afshe safek pikuach nefeshu, even though it's clearly a case of safek pikuach nefesh, bir hagon Ritzvi Levinson, who is the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim, shekevan sha'al pi din chayiv odom limsor es nafshu al gimos averos elu. Since the halacha is that person is mechuyev to give up his life for these three averos, yesh lehistapik, there is what to be doubtful about, shema b'ofen zelo akbida ha-Torah al iba nefesh. Maybe in this case the Torah is not worried about him dying, because he's doing the right thing. Maybe it's not so poshit. He's doing the right thing. He's supposed to give up his life before doing these big three averos. So maybe you could be mechallel Shabbos to save his life. Maybe not. Maybe he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. You're going to be stopping him from doing his Kiddush Hashem that he's supposed to be doing. So that's the safek of Chofetz Chaim. He says maybe in that case you would be mechallel Shabbos to save his life because he doesn't want to do those averos. Says the Mechaber Vaitasiv Yud Aleph. Chole sheyesh bo sakana. You have a chola that's in a life-threatening situation. Shamadu biyom Shabbos. They evaluated him on Shabbos day. Shetzorech lasos lo rufui yedua sheyesh ba malacha chilul Shabbos shmoni yomim. They said that his healing needs malacha that's chilul Shabbos for 8 days. And today is Shabbos. So day one would be Shabbos and day eight would be Shabbos. Ein omrim namten ara laila. We don't say, well, let's wait till Motze Shabbos and do it then. V'nimsa shelo nechala olav el Shabbos achas. That way we could only have one case of a chel Shabbos. Ela yasu miyad. Rather, he's in a state of sakana, you do the malacha right away. Afal pisha mechalin olav shtei Shabbosos. Even though you are going to end up being mechal Shabbos for him, two Shabbosos in a row. In terms of whether you can extinguish a candle for a chola to sleep, so look what we learned earlier in Reish Ayin Ches. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkat Lamed Beis, Ein Omrim Namtein, we don't say wait. The Ein Stira Mizel Lahodes So Sif Dalet, there's no stira between this Sif and what we learned earlier in Sif Dalet. The Hosom Halo Mari Sheodeo Umakir Shayideh Hamtanoso Ad Ha'erev Lo Yagir Shumreya Sola Chola. That case was talking about you recognize the Choli, and you know that by delaying the Malacha till after Shabbos, it's not going to affect the Choli, it's not going to be a greater Sakana, then you wait. Masha'en Kein Hocha, which is not the case over here, you don't recognize it, and by pushing it till after Shabbos, you might be putting him in a greater state of Sakana, then Chas V'Shalom, you do it on Shabbos, even though you will end up being Mechalel to Shabbosos on behalf of this Chola. Says the Mechaber Vaitas of Yudiz, Kishem Mechalelin Shabbos Al Chola She'esh Bo Sakana. So here's a very lomaisa sif. When you are being mechal Shabbos on a cholish yeshbo sakana, mishtadlin shelo lasos al yidei einam yehudim uketanim benoshim. You should try to see to it that the chil Shabbos is not done by goyim, by ketanim, or by noshim. Ela al yidei Yisrael gedolim b'nei das. Zokta Mechaber, it's better for a Yisrael who is a gadol to do the malacha, not to push it onto children, not to push it onto noshim, and not to push it onto goyim. That is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says, V'yesh omrim, di'im efshar lasos below dichui, if you're able to do it without delay, below dich without pushing it off, or below icho without delay, al yidei shinui, if you're able to do the molacha daraisa with some kind of shinui, osa yidei shinui, so it's better to do it through a shinui. If it will not delay, it will not be more of a sakana, do it with a shinui. So too, v'im efshar lasos al yidei eino yehudi b'li yurcho klal, if you're able to do it through a guy without any delay at all, Osin ayidei ein yehudi. So the Rambam comes and brings the Eish Omen that argues with the Mechaber and says, no, if you can do it with the Shinu without any delay and it's going to be the same success, do it with the Shinu. If you can do it with the Goy without any delay, do it with the Goy. V'chein nohagim, says the Rambam, that is the Minog. Avol, b'makom d'yesh locho she'es atzel ha'eino yehudi, if there's any concern that maybe the eino yehudi is going to be lazy and he's in a delay at all, ein lasos ayidei eino yehudi, for sure, do not let the guy do it according to anyone. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. The sheet of the Mechaber was not to do it through a guy or a katan or an isha. Hatam Kosav Arash, the Rosh writes the reason, Mishum de Zimnin de Leisnayu. Sometimes they're not going to be around. There won't be a guy. There won't be an isha. There won't be a katan. Va'osi Gamkein La'adure Basrayu. And you're going to start looking around for the guy. And through that it's going to become to a greater sakana, and therefore, even though maybe really halachically it would be better for a katan to do it or for a guy to do it, but if you're going to start looking around for them, that's bad news. Therefore, you should never, according to the Mechaber, look for the guy, look for the katan. As we just spoke out, that's only true. This reason only applies by a katan, by a guy, where there would be a less of an iser to have a katan do it who's not chayav mitzvos, or a guy do it who's not chayav mitzvos, but it does not apply to an isha. The eitzel noshim ikatam acher. So why can't we have an isha do it? Shema yomru shalonitan shabbos litchos af bikuach nefesh. Because if women know that they're being told to do the bikuach nefesh moloch on shabbos, they might say that you can't be mechal shabbos at bikuach nefesh. Ulakach Mosrin Osa Lahem, and they're gonna say that's why they're letting us do it, because they don't want to be Mechal Shabbos. Memela Vyas Atlu Badover. So the women themselves are gonna hold back from doing it, they're gonna be lazy from doing it. Umitokach Yovel Sakana, and because of that it will come to Sakana. O Shema Yakelu Hanoshim Badover. Or some, the women might make light of it. The avol lechal shabbos makamacher. If we give it on to women, whenever there's a sakanas nefashos, we're worried they might be lenient in cases where they shouldn't be lenient, and therefore it should not be given over to women. And men, a gadol should do the chil shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kodin Lamedalid. Again, we are in the Mechaber Shita that says it's better for a male Israel to do it. Ukeshiyesh shom b'maymad ze chachamim. If there are Talmidei Chachamim around in the crowd, mitzvah lechatchila lasos chilo zal yadehim. Not only is it better for a man to do it over a woman or a katan or a guy, it's better for a Talmud Chacham to do it over others. And again, the reason for that is, that's surely advertising that we're mechal Shabbos of Pekuach Nefesh and everyone will be taught a lesson. That would be the svara why bedafka the Talmud Chacham should do the chil Shabbos. You should know, when we're talking about who does it first, who shouldn't do it first, that's all when everyone's there together. So there's a group of people there, so it's better for a Talmud Chacham to do it, or a regular ish who's a gadol to do it. Avol, ileka sham anoshim. If there are no men around, v'yesh noshim sham, and there are women there, bevadai ein lohem lahamten. They for sure should not wait. V'heim zrizos v'niskaros, they should act with zrizos, and they will be rewarded. Whoever is there, obviously, no delays, you can do the chol Shabbos. All else being equal, everyone's right there, so let a man do it, let a Talmud Chacham do it, but otherwise, everybody can do it, whoever's there, just do it. That is the sheet of the Mechaber. The Ramah who said, our minog is that that's not the case. All else being equal, try to do a shinui. All else being equal, have a guy do it. Talk to Mishavur, Sekad Alam, and hey, ubelow ichor ayidei shinui. If there will be no delay doing it through a shinui, do it through a shinui. Dechol kama denucho lasos beheter. Because so long that you're able to do the going against Shabbos b'derech heter lo shavki heter v'nasav iser, we're not going to leave off a heter and do a b'iser. So if you're able to do a shinui, that is certainly better. V'nira, and it appears the hu adinim al yidei hashinui misacher adover maat. The same thing is true if through the shinui it will get delayed a little bit. Rak de'ena choli bohul, but it's not such an emergency to get done this second. So you can do the shinui, delay a few seconds, and it's not more dangerous for the patient. Nami misachrin ma'at, you can also delay it a little bit. Kedei lasos aydei shinui. Again, if it will have no effect on the illness, so of course, wait a few seconds, do it with a shinui instead of doing it now the regular way. De'enu ela issa derabanan, because doing it with a shinui, even if what you're doing is a daraisa, but derech shinui lowers it down to a derabanan. Sifkotan lamidvav. So we said if you could do it through a guy, do it through a guy. V'hu adin al yidei katanim, and so too, if you can have a katan do it, better to have a katan do it according to the Ramah. V'chein nohagim, sif katan la mezayim. Very important, Mishnah Berurah. V'hataz kosov delav minog vasikinhu. The taz is not in agreement with that minog that is stated by the Ramah. Da'af sheyochol lasos al yidei einu yehudi. Zok the taz. Even though you can have an Einu Yehudi do the Malacha, Mikomakom HaYisrael Yizorez Badavar Yoser. The fact is that the Yisrael is going to act more bezrizis to save the Yisrael. V'lochein, and therefore, Im Yesh Afilu Safik Hatzola, even if it's only a Safik that you could save him, V'yesh Sakana Beverer, it's for sure a Sakana. Maybe you could save him, Kol HaZorez HaReza Meshubach, so the Taz, any Yisrael that could save him, that is Meshubach. Let's look at note number 44 over here. The second to last paragraph. What is halacha lemaisa? Ulemaisa kasav b'shalosh and shuvas igras Moshe. Moshe writes shenochon ledina lasos kedas hataz. Halacha lemaisa says the Moshe Feinstein, you should do like the Taz. Do not look for the Eino Yehudi. The Israel should do the chilul Shabbos himself. Meidoch. On the other hand, b'shalosh shuvas shevet Levi. Rav Vozner writes sha'av shoha ikar lalocha kedas hataz. Even though the ikar halacha is like the Taz, the Israel does it himself. Mikomakom nohagim kisvaras harama. Lemaisa, we are knowing, like the Ramah says, to do like the Ramah. Shem yecholim lasos b'lo ichor adei nochri. If you're able to do it without any delay through a goy, osim al yodo. So then the minog is that we do it through a goy. Then he writes in the note, ule'inyan hasos cholo lebeis acholim. In terms of taking the sick person to the hospital, Rav Nissen Krelitz says, sha'odif likro lenochri, it is better to call a guy to bring the patient to the hospital. Af im tzarech letelephone love, even if you have to call him on the phone, better to call a guy to bring the patient to the hospital. Mishum she'em bekach elochil Shabbos echa, making a phone call, he says, would be one act of chilul Shabbos. Me'asher she'yisa ha'yisrael lebeis acholim ba'atzmo v'yasa bekach chilul Shabbos rabim. If you're going to drive to the hospital, so that's going to be a lot of chilul Shabbos, so it would be better, if all else being equal again, if you have time to call a guy, better to call a guy to do it than to do it yourself. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem with Sif Yud Gimel tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.